Times are tough right now for car makers, but those of us who drive cars are thankfully seeing some relief at the pump. Gas prices have plummeted to almost half of what they were last July. In some places, gas is selling for under $2 a gallon. This, despite widespread predictions last summer that $4 a gallon prices were here to stay. Energy analyst Michael Clare is the author of Rising Power, Shrinking Planet, The New Geopolitics of Energy. Now, Michael, you were on our program 6 months ago, and I thought I heard you say the age of cheap energy was over. From now on, Americans won't be paying less than $4 a gallon. I'm looking across the street as we speak at a service station, and the 2-foot-high numbers on the sign read $2.29. What's going on here?
Well, usually when I address this issue, I said, barring a major economic collapse. And I certainly didn't anticipate that last summer, but that's what we've had. And a major economic collapse suppresses demand and creates a temporary abundance of oil, bringing down prices. And that's what we are seeing. And we'll probably continue to see that into 2009, maybe beyond that. But this is a temporary phenomenon, and it will disappear.
Now, this week, the Paris-based International Energy Agency, the IEA, came out with a landmark report that raised a lot of eyebrows. Tell us what it said.
Basically, it says that the world's largest oil fields, 800 of them that they surveyed, are running out of oil much faster than anyone anticipated, at approximately twice the rate people previously estimated, so that we are coming closer to the end of the oil age than previously assumed. Now, this wouldn't matter so much if we could look around and say, well, there are a whole lot of new oil fields being discovered all the time to replace those now in decline. But nobody is finding new oil fields to replace those now in decline.
At the same time, I understand that there are some new oil reserves turning up. Brazil says it's recently found the largest discovery of oil in the Western Hemisphere in a generation. Is Brazil the next oil giant? And are there other countries we should be keeping our eyes on in the near future?
Well, certainly there are a few new discoveries, but you have to distinguish between the oil of the past and the oil of the future. What you had in the past is what you would call the easy oil, close to the surface and large reservoirs on land. All of that easy oil is now gone. What's left is the tough oil, deep underground, far offshore, very difficult to produce, very costly, all kinds of political and environmental problems. And the new oil fields in the deep waters of the Gulf of Mexico or off of Brazil are like that. The oil field off of Brazil, it's 100 miles offshore, it's a mile of water, and then 3 or 4 miles further underground. This will be the most difficult oil well ever to be brought online. It's going to take them 5 to 10 years to get it started. It'll generate all kinds of incredible technological problems that have to be overcome.
We've spoken about several countries, but not China yet. There was some speculation that China was actually stockpiling oil prior to the Olympics. So where do they fit into all of this?
Yes, China's ravenous need for energy, I think, was a key factor in the rising price of oil last spring and summer when prices reached their peak. Indeed, China did stockpile oil prior to the Olympics. I guess they felt they needed to have a lot of supplies on hand. After the Olympics, their purchases of oil dropped substantially. And I think that's a big reason why prices went down. And now China's growth is slowing down, and that further contributes to the lower prices of oil.
And what do you think the global economic crisis means for the exploration of alternative energy sources?
Well, this is deeply troubling because this is the moment when investment in alternative energy is crucial if we're to avert the worst effects of global warming. But the price of some of these new technologies, for example, coal technologies that you strip off the carbon from coal and bury it underground are quite costly and risky, and they're just cutting back on all of that. So I fear we're going to have a setback in efforts to deal with global warming and climate change.
Michael Clare is the author of Rising Power, Shrinking Planet, The New Geopolitics of Energy. He directs the five-college program in Peace and World Security Studies at Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts. Thanks so much.
Been my pleasure.